Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson on this beautiful Friday at the NovaCare Complex. The last of 3 days of joint practices complete. And now we look ahead to preseason game number two, C-Mac.
Very excited to see Sam Bradford make his preseason debut as a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. Along the offensive line, I want to see, does Andrew Gardner shore up that right guard spot? To me, I feel like another strong performance could give him the job. And, of course, also, we wait to see if DeMarco Murray will make his preseason debut as well. That'll be good to see. Defensively, the nickel job is going to be something I think is going to be very interesting to watch. Does E.J. Biggers maybe make a push along with Jalen Watkins for that nickel role? So a lot of great storylines to watch. But, of course, Bradford is at the top of them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Bradford's set to make his preseason debut as a Philadelphia Eagle. But we've got other things going on. So let's get you out on the field, Alex Smith, our Eagles 360 update.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The Eagles and Ravens wrapping up their week of joint practices today at the NovaCare Complex. And while today's practice was a much lighter walkthrough, it started off with defensive coordinator Bill Davis speaking about the hamstring injury to linebacker Marcus Smith, who had been showing a lot of improvement before he went down.
It's not going to be out here this week. It's going to be a little bit, I think. I'm glad it wasn't anything major. But it's still something that keeps him out, which is disappointing, probably to him more than anybody. But he really was taking some growth steps and coming along, and now he's got a setback. And that's all it is. It's a setback. We don't know how long the setback is, but we'll know as we get more information. But it's a setback that he wasn't looking for, neither were we, but we'll deal with it.
Now, with Smith going down, the Eagles were already light at outside linebacker with the injury to Travis Long. But with those two out of the mix, others such as Vinnie Curry and Emmanuel Acho will get their shot outside.
We've been cross-training guys like Brad Jones and Acho, and we've got Vinnie out there cross-training, and Vinnie will get some work now. We'll accelerate Vinnie's move out there now because of the depth. So I'm excited, and Vinnie's excited about seeing him out there.
Moving back into the Eagles secondary, the nickelback position has been a big question for the Eagles here in camp. And today, Davis spoke about the timeline of finding that right fit at the nickel spot.
It'll be next week or beyond. We'll probably get Nolan Carroll in there a little bit next week to take a look at that. And that way all the corners will be, kind of well-versed in there. And then Malcolm and Walt have so much experience in there. And we walk through, they'll jump in there a little bit. So they understand it, know it. So they really don't need as many reps, although you do need reps. If that's what you're going to do in this week's game, then you absolutely need reps. But we're not there yet. We want to see the corners take it. Hopefully one of the corners will take that spot.
And as the defense finds out exactly who is that right fit at nickel, one good sign for the defense has been their ability to slow down 20-plus yard plays. They did it last Sunday against Indianapolis, and they proved it once again here against the Ravens.
We took a big step. It really did. And I think it showed in the light. We had 0-plus 20-yard passes. I think the one that hit us for 20 was Eric Rose, the deep crosser that we punched out. So we were real pleased with that because that's the goal. And in practice now, they've hit a couple on us, but not at the rate they were last year. So we think that starts with the press technique. So we're pleased with where that is now. It's not where it needs to be, but it's going in the right direction.
Finally, a couple of depth chart notes from today's practice. Linebackers Kiko Alonso and D'Amico Ryans took first-team reps at inside linebacker, and as previously mentioned, it was Vinnie Curry getting reps at outside linebacker for the injured Marcus Smith. And don't forget that the Eagles and Ravens kick off at Lincoln Financial Field tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The kickoff show will start right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com at 6:30.
Thanks, Alex. That third outside linebacker position is one to watch, and it's only fitting that the linebackers are the focus of the journey, Dave.
Yeah, the journey chronicles the linebacker position and everyone in that room, their journey, if you will, through this training camp period. When we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, it's time to go on another journey with the linebackers.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place the fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Have you ever dreamed of owning Eagles season tickets? Well, these two seats could be yours because Comcast SportsNet and the Eagles are giving away a pair of tickets for the entire Eagles 2015 season. Every week this summer brings you closer to the dream with a new chance to win these seats. It's easy to enter. Just answer this week's poll question. Enter now at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhilly, and these could be yours.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
Purchase a hot or iced coffee with your Perks and Roll Dunkin' card and you're entered to win 2015 season tickets. We welcome you back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. We're talking defense in this segment, and the defense has been changed quite a bit, specifically the linebacker position, and that is the subject of this week's Journey.
And the Eagles get the preseason started the right way with a 36-10 victory.
It was good to get out in the stadium for the first time as an Eagle. Absolutely. I mean, it was good to, you know, hear the fans, see the fans, feel the energy of the stadium. I think it was really good.
You know, the whole grind of training camp and everything is just nice to be able to go out there and hit somebody else, you know, put the pads on, turn it on live, and go out there with the bullets flying, just make some plays.
Thankfully, this was a great game against the Colts. Started off hot, started off strong, played pretty well. I was fortunate enough to stay healthy.
It's the preseason, so obviously there's mistakes. You know, everybody, we're trying to improve. But I think that we found the things that we need to work on, and we'll make them better for next game.
You know, we made a couple mental mistakes. I think we want to improve on that. I think we want to be a little bit more physical across the board. And just for us, it's really about playing a clean, playing a smart, and playing a physical game. So it's kind of what we're trying to do every week, and this week is just another step forward.
Every season brings change, anticipation, and the opportunity for a group of young men to fulfill a lifelong dream. They've traveled different roads to reach this place, but their paths have crossed here. At the intersection of Broad and Patterson, these men will come together as a team, all the while competing as individuals for 53 coveted roster spots. This is their journey.
You know, I was excited when our preseason schedule came out because our guys get an opportunity to play against Andrew Luck, then Joe Flacco, and then Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, you're talking about three of the top quarterbacks in this league. So we were excited about getting this opportunity, not only to play them in the preseason game on Saturday, but to get these training sessions in against them in these 3 days.
I'm looking forward to the Ravens coming in because it's a sustained look at another team. We've been hitting the same guys for, you know, 2-3 weeks now, so it's good. I think the competition will be good this week.
You know, excited to have good competition day in and day out. You know, the one tricky thing is you can't give them all your tricks and your tips because you do have to play against them on Saturday. And so looking forward to competing at a high level against an organization that's been to the Super Bowl, you know, within the last several years.
You know, it's always good to go against the best. Flacco's won a Super Bowl, so it's a great opportunity for us to go against some of the best in the league.
It's going to be a hostile environment, you know, try to practice against somebody else. So I'm expecting us to obviously compete with the Ravens and put a good show on Saturday.
As he has a strip of the football, Brayman throws the quarterback down, thinking he still has it, but the Eagles have the football.
All about Brian Brayman, who's had an outstanding game, an outside linebacker. I think he's saying, you know what? Why can't I be the third outside linebacker?
Brandon Graham obviously did a great job last year stepping in as that third guy behind Connor Barwin and Trent Cole. So hopefully Marcus Smith and I can do the same thing that Brandon Graham did last year.
I played with Brandon a long time. I think I played with him
4 out of his 5-year career from back in our Houston days.
I'd say I'd have to be, you know, with Connor majority of the time, just because, you know, he's the starting jack, outside linebacker, and that's mainly my position at the outside linebacker spot as well. We push each other very hard. We have a high standard that's been set, and we try to reach it every day.
Ryan Braman doing some really, really nice things in this game, and he is pumped up.
Every camp is like every season. Every camp is a portrait, and you just paint. You just go, and, you know, the chips fall.
Yeah, the one thing I learned about last year is just keep the faith. You know, above all else, it may not look good at times, but the one thing I learned was just keep pushing, keep believing, keep working hard, because you never know when your number is going to be called.
Obviously, I'd like to, you know, be able to play a little more on defense, probably a little more productivity from myself on special teams as far as tackles go, picking up some blocks, just continue to make my game better.
You always have to set an example with how you play, because everybody watches that, everybody sees that. We definitely kind of hate the preseason because, you know, they don't count, but it really, you know, it's important to get out there and kind of get yourself in game mode, kind of knock off the rust a little bit. So I think all together, we're all trying to be better, and I think that's the best example you can set.
Love the journey. One of my favorite pieces here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the course of training camp. Now, it's a little one-on-one time, and it's time to bring in the voice of the Eagles, Dave.
Yeah, Merrill Reese, the subject of our Gatorade one-on-one, and we'll sit down with the voice of the Eagles when we return to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Merrill Reese up next.
My Jennings Power Reclining Sofa or Power Reclining Console Love Seat, only $6.99 each.
Recline with the touch of a button. Supreme support with Bob-O-Pedic memory foam seating.
Your choice, only $6.99 each. Only at My Bob's Discount Furniture.
However you do sports, however you do fun, however you do summer, do it at Sports Authority. Shop thousands of great deals this summer. Sports Authority.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer. In charge of creating memories, planning futures, and keeping promises. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
With Xfinity, stream your recordings anywhere or download them to your smartphone or tablet to watch when you're offline.
Oh, now that would be nice.
Let's take it on the train.
Awesome.
Or on a plane.
This will work in a plane.
You can even watch on the moon.
Call or click today.
Welcome into the studio. It's our Gatorade one-on-one. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with, of course, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles in his 39th season, the great Merrill Reese.
Seems like yesterday.
It sure does. And it seems like yesterday the Eagles opened the preseason, and we've got a game tomorrow. And, boy, this is about the most fun I've had in a period of time in the preseason since I don't even know when.
Well,
I love this.
It's fun because it's live.
Yeah.
Because it's football. Just as the other day, when we saw the Baltimore Ravens come in and we watched the drills with two teams in different colored jerseys, that was fun.
Yeah.
And it was fun last Sunday watching the Eagles bury the Indianapolis Colts, even though we know that there's only so much you can take out of that.
Okay, well, give me some points you took out of that first game.
I took out the fact that the number one draft choice, Nelson Aguilar, is explosive. I was a big fan of Jeremy Maclin, but I think with the ball in his hand, I think that Aguilar is even more explosive. I thought that the guys were on the same page. The respective lines didn't do badly at all. There weren't too many penalties. They looked coordinated. I thought that even in a first look, the Eagles' defensive line is like a cement wall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are going to be very, very tough to penetrate.
Now it's a different test on Saturday night here. The Ravens, a much better team, a Super Bowl contending team, more solid at the line of scrimmage, I think. Physical downhill running team.
Yeah, I think you've got a point there in terms of their line. In terms of their skill position people, I was amazed, Dave, when I looked at the depth chart and started to learn the numbers, how few names there are that really mean that much to you. I mean, their premier back is Justin Forsett, who was a journeyman before he came to Baltimore. Their wide receiver, Steve Smith, who is, I think, 3 years older than you are, but he's been around a long time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Pitta, their fine tight end, is on PUP, so he won't play. The number one draft choice, Breshad Perriman, he hasn't practiced yet.
Yeah.
So Joe Flacco is a great quarterback, an outstanding quarterback, but he does not have a lot of weapons around him.
Merrill, assuming there are no setbacks between now and game time, Sam Bradford expected to play. We've watched him since the spring out here on the practice fields. And I wouldn't expect him to play a lot, but what do you want to see from Sam?
I just want to see Sam reach a comfort level. I think that everybody's going to have their eyes on Sam Bradford and expect this guy to go out there and light it up. I would caution people to just reserve their opinions on what they see. I think a healthy Sam Bradford has the ability to develop into a top five quarterback. But Sam Bradford
has top five quarterback, huh?
Oh, yes.
What you've seen is that special out there.
I think what I've seen is from the time he was at Oklahoma. What I've seen when I look at the tape, and I've looked at all of the tapes of every pass he threw in 2013, I think that Sam Bradford is as gifted as Aaron Rodgers. He's got that kind of physical ability, and he's very bright, and he makes very quick decisions. However, what I'm saying is there has got to be rust. He hasn't played in a year and a half. So he's going to ease his way into it. He's going to do some good things. He's going to do some things that he won't be pleased with and Chip Kelly won't be pleased with. So he will have, I think, a mixed performance, but the talent is there. And, of course, the biggest thing is I want to see him come out of the game trotting to the sideline unscathed.
To a huge ovation from the Lincoln Financial Field crowd. I agree. The rest of the quarterback picture here, Merrill, Sanchez and Barkley and, of course, Tim Tebow.
Yeah, Mark was off target last week, and I'm not concerned about that. He was a little wild high, but I know that Mark Sanchez can be an accurate thrower. I thought Barkley looked pretty good early. He had an interception, which Chip Kelly says wasn't his fault, but I thought he looked pretty good early, and I think there was an air of excitement around Tim Tebow, but we have to see a lot more.
What did
more.
You think of him as a football player?
I thought that as a football player, I thought he threw some very good authoritatively delivered passes early. Particularly to Tomlinson. However, I thought that later, and you can find other reasons for it, but it looked to me like he held the ball too long. He danced back. He tried to run away from the rush. He got trapped way behind the line of scrimmage. He made mistakes that an NFL quarterback can't make.
Well, big test for the Eagles, game two of this preseason. Merrill will talk throughout the preseason and, of course, the regular season. Sam Bradford debut. Can't get much more enjoyable.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Going to be a good time. Tomorrow night, Eagles and the Ravens, 7 o'clock kickoff on NBC10. And, of course, the radio broadcast on the Eagles radio network with the great Merrill Reese. Merrill, thanks for joining
me. Thank you, Dave.
In studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow. That's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
You get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Love the Eagles? Play the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. We welcome you back to Inside Training Camp. Dave and Chris here. Time to get a little education with Ross Tucker.
Yes, indeed. Passing concepts. Chip Kelly and Pat Shurmur are two of the best passing game designers in the entire NFL. Let's learn about what makes them special. Ross Tucker discusses passing concepts in this week's Football 101.
Welcome into another edition of Football 101 here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Ross Tucker, the former NFL offensive lineman, with you. You can hear me Sirius XM NFL Radio, see me on NBC Sports Network, or just always check me out whenever you want over at RossTucker.com. Today, we're looking at wide receiver routes, because when you're watching TV or you're watching a game, you hear all kinds of terms thrown out there, a dig, a curl, a slant. What do they really mean? It's not that complicated. We'll give you the base routes and exactly what they look like. So from here on out, you'll know exactly what the announcer is talking about when he talks about a specific route and says it by name. And let's start with one of the most basic ones, and that is just a flat and a slant. We'll actually look at two here at the same time. The tight end is going to run a flat route, which is also just a quick out, right? A flat route, same thing as a quick out. And the wide receiver at the top, this is probably the one that everybody knows. It's just a slant. Pretty self-explanatory, really. You'll see how it plays out. Tight end with the quick out or flat route, and the wide receiver runs a slant. Looks like it's a good one for the Washington Redskins as RG3 throws it in there with pretty good zip on the ball. So that's flat, that's route, and of course, that's DeSean Jackson. All right, the next route we're going to look at is the curl route. You'll see Roddy White at the top of the screen. He's the one that's going to actually run the curl route. This is what my dad used to call a button hook, right? My dad used to call this the old button hook. So take a look at Roddy White. He's going to run a specific amount of yards. It could be 8, could be 12. There's, you know, closer curls, further curls. And then you just curl back towards the quarterback. The key, of course, working your way back towards the quarterback, coming back towards the ball. And, yeah, I guess the Falcons didn't like that much right there. The next one that we're going to take a look at is going to be a deep dig route. And that's Jeremy Curley of the New York Jets. He's all the way at the bottom of the screen there. And a deep dig is just a deep in route. It's the same thing. If you're playing in the backyard, you say go 15 yards, then curl in, then cut in. That's what it is. A deep in cut, a deep dig. They're basically the same thing. And you see Jeremy Curley running that right there against a zone coverage for the Chicago Bears. All right, the next one we're going to look at is Sammy Watkins running a deep post. I think most people know what the post is. You're going straight, and then you're taking an angle towards the field goal post. Sammy Watkins at the bottom of your screen here, and you see how far the corner is off of him. He knows he's got a man-to-man. It doesn't matter. Sammy Watkins blows right by him all the way for the not a touchdown. Come on, Sammy. You got to be smarter than that. He gave up a touchdown right there. That could have helped my fantasy team. All right, next, let's take a look at a corner route. It's going to be Brandon LaFell at the top of the screen that's going to be running it. You might also hear guys call this a flag route. It's basically the same thing as the post, except you run straight and then take an angle out towards the pylon, the flag, the corner. Brandon LaFell does that well. What a stiff arm there, by the way, to get in for the touchdown. Last, but certainly not least, the go route. You'll hear people call this a fly route. You'll hear people call it a nine route. Look at the bottom of your screen. You see Martavis Bryant, the rookie last year out of Clemson, coming over in motion. Looks like he's working against Leon Hall one-on-one, and he's just running straight down the field as fast as he can, which evidently is much, much faster than Leon Hall. Holy smokes. the Steelers have some weapons at the wide receiver position, to be sure. So now we have a better idea of the different routes, what they're called. Some of them have two or three names, but now at least you have the basic idea for what the different routes are when you hear the announcers talking about them now when you're watching the games. We've got a whole lot more where this segment came from and the other Football 101 segments available anytime at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you very much, Ross. Well, that will do it for Chris and myself today. We've got a busy weekend ahead for you. The Eagles and the Ravens at 7 o'clock on Saturday. That's a game to be broadcast on NBC 10. Tune in at 6:30. We've got the kickoff show. Chris McPherson, Joe DeCamera here at the NovaCare Complex. I'll be at Lincoln Financial Field. And then Chris and Ike Reese with the post-game show presented by Rico. And we're all watching number 7, Chris. Let's give it up for Sam Bradford.
Definitely will.
We hope it's a great weekend for him and for you. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.